Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's episode, I want to share with you a session that I did a couple of weeks ago on the Proverbs 31 woman. The Lord led me to do this session and to introduce an event that I have coming up in November, specifically for women who wear multiple hats. You don't have to be married yet. You don't have to be a wife. But many of us, when we wear many hats, we go to Proverbs 31 and we outline, we underline, we circle, we highlight, we take notes. We just really make ourselves students of this woman so that we can find the harmony in our lives that she did. But when I was teaching this and studying this again to communicate with those who signed up, the Lord gave me a revelation that was actually the first time, and I've been in Proverbs 31 many times, but the revelation that He gave me that I shared was the first time that I've looked at it in that way, and I'm really excited for you guys to listen to it here on the podcast. Now, I have an event coming up. It's going to be in November in Laurel, Maryland at Anchored Media Studios. It's the She is Uncompromising Mastermind Weekend. Now, this event is tailored for women who wear multiple hats, who are looking for a system to help them have total life harmony. Y'all know I'm not a fan of balance. We're not circus acts. I don't want a balance. We need harmony, right? So this event is all about helping you get harmony, and doing so with other women who get it. So it's a two-day event happening in Laurel, Maryland. I am extremely excited about it. We are going to be masterminding. We are going to be praying. We are going to be worshiping. And we have a workshop that is going to be led by systems expert Latrice Claiborne, who has helped countless moms be able to earn more while working less. So her class is all about efficiency. So again, how can we earn more while working less and prioritizing our families, ourselves, and honestly, whatever it is that we want to do without compromising what God has called us to do. So if you want more information on the event, click the link in the show notes and I will send you all the details. But for now, enjoy this lesson and this breakdown of what the Lord showed me about the mistake that we make when we are studying this Proverbs 31 woman and the mindset shift that we need to make in order to see the harmony that we want to see in our lives.
Let us pray and get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I worship you, Father. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are our Master. You are our friend. You are our Father. You are such a good God. Words cannot express the level of gratitude that we have, that I have for you, God. I have such a level of gratitude for your presence, for your love. I thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you came into this world as man, to be our example and to die on the cross for all of our sins. I thank you, God, for the ultimate sacrificial love. Some of us have never experienced in the natural a sacrificial love, but I thank you, God, that we have experienced it in you, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for the honor and the privilege to be filled with your Spirit, that you not only gave us an example, but you've given us your written word, and everything that we need can be found in it. And then on top of that, you also filled us with your Spirit to guide us, to intercede for us, to teach us, to reveal. Father, we repent for every time we have followed the voice of our flesh and not the voice of your Spirit. We repent for every time that we tried to find resources that was outside of you. We repent for every time where we spoke to our pastors and spiritual leaders and not to you. We repent every time for when we have complained and not prayed. We repent for every time that we've allowed fear to keep us from walking in what you have for us, God. We repent, Father, hallelujah, for every time we've come up short. And I thank you, God, that in our repentance, we can turn back to be in right standing with you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, oh God. And we don't just say that as something that's churchy or that's common, but I pray that as your daughters listen and are under the sound of my voice, God, that they put their hearts in a position to really feel that, to really honor you and have that reverence for you, God, because today is not promised. You allowed us to wake up this morning. You allowed us to have food on our table. You allowed us to have a roof over our head, clothes on our body. There are people dying all over the world, and you saw fit for us to have breath in our lungs, to be of sound mind, God. Forgive us for every time we have had so much ambition that we've overlooked the things that you have blessed us with, God. Hallelujah. Forgive us for every time that we were selfish enough and entitled enough to worry about 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when you gave us the gift of today. Your word says don't worry about tomorrow, because today has enough trouble of its own. So forgive us, God, for every time we allow the thoughts and worries of tomorrow to rob us from the joy that is ever present in us today. Hallelujah. Joy is a fruit of your Spirit. Being aware of your grace, God, and your favor should fill us with joy. Forgive us, God, for every time we've allowed our circumstances to rob us of that, God, but where we've chased happiness, which is circumstance dependent, as opposed to joy. Hallelujah. That is a fruit of your Spirit that is interdependent of any circumstances, God, or independent of any circumstance, God. Hallelujah. That joy is ours despite what we go through, God. I thank you that even though suffering is a part of the process, that we don't have to suffer in a way to where we lack joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive us for every time we have taken the bait of the enemy to get us anxious, to have us go down this rabbit hole of how we're going to figure things out, how we're going to solve our problems, as opposed to being still and knowing that you're God, as opposed to seeking you first, as opposed to getting in our word, as opposed to putting on our full armor of God. Forgive us, God, for our fallen nature. Hallelujah. We come to you today from a place of repentance, God. Before we talk about anything, I pray that you minister to the hearts of your daughters. Hallelujah. Forgive us for every time we complain about the same things that we once begged you for, Lord God. Forgive us for every time that we have forgotten what you brought us from, because we're so worried about what we want you to take us to, God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. I know we're going to talk about being uncompromising. I know we're going to talk about the event that's coming up. I know we're going to cover all of that, God. But tomorrow is not promised. The event is in November. Tomorrow is not promised. I pray that your daughters get what they need today, God. Hallelujah. That they get the deliverance that they need today. That they get the word that they need today. That they get the reminder that they need today. That they get the fire lit on the inside of them today, God, to where they will seek you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for raising us up. A lot of us are raising our families and we are in leadership positions and we haven't been raised well. We are mothers, but we haven't been mothered well. We are leaders, but we haven't been led well. Hallelujah. We are friends to others, but people haven't been friends to us. A lot of us, we're building these businesses that we haven't seen built before. We're doing things with no roadmap, but I thank you, God, that not only will you give us the direction and the blueprint for whatever you called us to, but you will comfort us and guide us as we build it out, Lord. I pray that you reveal every trick of the enemy and how he tries to get us to be so consumed by current circumstances that we forget the one that we can always turn to for comfort and for guidance and direction. Because God, I would rather suffer for you than suffer for the world, Lord God. I would rather suffer and be in right standing with you than suffer for the things of this world, Lord God. Forgive us and rid us of our selfish ambition, God. And let us go into this evening with an ear to hear. I pray that you eliminate all expectations, that you eliminate all biases, that you remove all blinders that your daughters may have, and that you allow them to just sit and hear, thus saith the Lord. I thank you, God, that you are an omnipresent God. You are in the rooms of every single person that is here right now, and every single person who's going to listen to the replay. You know what every single one of them needs, and you have a way to use one word that ministers to over 200 individuals, God. So I thank you, God. Let your voice be louder than my own. Let your spirit be louder than my own perspective. Father, I want every word that comes out of my mouth to be from you, Lord God. I'm not here for myself. I'm not here to speak what my wisdom and experience is, but I am here to be a mouthpiece for you and for you alone, Lord God. I'm here to just obey what you told me to do and not worry about the result. So God, I bow down to you. I decrease to you and ask that you increase in me, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Let us take full advantage of this experience today, God. Full advantage of the next hour or however long we have together for you to do a great work on the inside of us, for you to plant seeds, for you to water seeds, whatever you see fit, God. I bow down to you and I ask that you have your way, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. No longer will the enemy rob us from our roles in our families. No longer will the enemy use us to further perpetuate dysfunction and the curses that have been on our bloodline. No longer will the enemy cause us to live in a state of, condemnation, or cause us to live in a state where we carry the pressure of being generational curse breakers. But let what you have to say tonight, Father, rid us of the pressure that we place on ourselves. Allow what you have to say tonight cause us to cast our cares onto you, God. Allow what you say tonight to cause us to get out of the way and just simply play the role that you've called us to do while you do the rest, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that humility is in the hearts of your daughters. Let us go through this time together with a humble spirit, with a meekness, so that you can have your way, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Y'all, I hope we can get through this without me crying. Hoo, child. Everybody all right? Everybody okay? I am very excited about this evening. The Lord told me to do this. What's today? Thursday? On Tuesday. Charlotte, correct me if I'm wrong. On Tuesday. I am not one, many of y'all know me, I am not one to throw anything together. That is not in my personality type whatsoever. And this isn't even definitely not thrown together. But I usually like to take my time. But this, it was a sense of urgency Tuesday, it was just a sense of urgency to get this done. I remember even today, my husband, I told him about it on Tuesday. So then today, I don't even think I ever followed up and was saying that Thursday is when we were doing this. And so we were both working out the office together and he was like, dang, that was quick. I was like, I know. Because for me, this would have been done next month because I didn't take my time. I would talk about it on the podcast and I would send a few emails out. I would do some social media posts. I would have all the things in order. And that's just not what this was about. This was about doing what the Lord said and doing it with a sense of urgency. And so God first gave me the instruction for the event that I'm going to tell you guys about. But before then, I'm like, God, I need to know, I need a conviction about what this is, though, because I'm the type of person where I know what God has called me to, who he's called me to, and the way that I personally do business is I want to connect with the people that I work with. And I usually have and would like to always maintain a connection to the subject matter. So I'm like, okay, God, I know we're going to do this weekend. I know, you know, about being uncompromising. I wrote the book. It's been a few years. But like, what is this about? And so what God was sharing with me, he's like, come up for air and pay attention to what I've been putting you through for the last year and a half. And I was like, I came up for air because tell me if I'm by myself. But sometimes as women who wear multiple hats, we get busy doing the things, right? We're raising our children. We're loving our husbands. We're going to work. We're building these businesses. We have all of these different hats that we wear. We're doing all of these things. And so it's real easy to not take a second to come up for air because it's just on to the next thing. And so when I came up for air, it took me back to a couple of years ago, and this was before I wrote the book, She is Uncompromising, where I had just had my first son and I was in tears at my whiteboard because I was like, God, I mean, I have this business. You've blessed me with this child. Those who are not familiar with my story, I've gone through a lot to be able to bring children into this world. So I've had a lot of losses and I'm like, God, children are a gift. And I know for me in particular, you've blessed me with this answered prayer. I can't mess this up. It's that pressure that you feel of, I can't mess this up. And that's a whole subject for another day. But it was this pressure, like, God, I can't mess this up. You got to show me how this is all going to work. And so in that time, I got Proverbs 31 open. If I showed y'all Proverbs 31 in my Bible right now, you will see just how marked up this book is in my Bible. And so I was just sitting like, God, I got to figure this out. I got to study her. I got to study her. Where did she get it? How did she do this? And how did she do that? And in that space, God was able to give me a blueprint to be productive and how to manage all the things that he's called me to. And so I felt like I passed the test at that time. So many things were birthed outside of that. But this last year, though, this last year and a half, everything has been, I'm not going to say crumbling because that would be dramatic. Everything has been, in a way, broken down so that God can build it back up. So when I was thinking about what God has called me to do here tonight, I was thinking about that season that I was in. I was thinking about this season over the last year and a half where I will wake up and sit at the end of my bed first thing in the morning in tears because I just didn't feel like dealing with the exhaustion that was going to come from the day. I remember getting instructions from the Lord to work less, stop taking clients, doing all of these things that felt like it was going to set me back, but being obedient, even though I didn't know how it was going to work out. I'm back at Proverbs 31 because since then I've had another child, underlining, highlighting, asking God, asking ChatGPT, all of these different things to try to figure out where am I getting it wrong? And so as I was just reflecting over my own journey, God showed me, I feel like he gave me an inside look on the homes of many of you, to where you're at your kitchen table with your hands on your head, trying to figure out, with the Bible open, trying to figure out, how is this going to work? God, did I hear you right? Was I supposed to start this business? Did I get married too soon? I know I asked you for more children, but can I really handle that? Was I supposed to take this job? Where you're trying to figure it out, you're looking at the calendar, you're someone who is resourceful. So you're looking at the calendar, you're looking at the hours in the day, you're trying to budget it out. You don't use every productivity hack, attended every classes. You done did everything that you know to do to be able to make this all work. I could see it and I could feel it and I could empathize with it because I've been in that same space. And so as God was showing this to me and I was coming up for air and just looking at what he's done in my own life by applying the same thing that I'm going to talk to you guys today about, it just made me that much more excited to get on here. It made me that much more excited that I did not try to pace this out to a certain point. Tell me in the chat if that's you, where you're in that space where it's almost frustrating and not even trying to look at God, because in a way, tell me if I'm by myself. In a way, it's like, okay, God, intellectually, I know to come to you. Because I'm somebody who can compartmentalize, I know how to compartmentalize my disappointment enough so that I could still open my word, so that I could still show up. But in my heart, though, I'm kind of mad that you really got me out here like this. I'm kind of upset that I thought that I was obeying you when I quit my job. I thought that I was obeying you when I started this business. I thought that I was obeying you when I made these decisions, but that obedience and then the fruit of this obedience. You said a tree can only produce fruit of its kind. It's sour, Lord. So did I hear this from you? Or was this for me? Am I alone? Is this thing on? So I'm hyped because what I'm going to talk to you about today was where God met me in that moment when I felt like that. So let's hop right into it. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the purpose of pace for the modern woman. And when I talk about the modern woman, I mean the woman who is a Christian, who wears many hats, you have business, you have family, you're resourceful, you know, a woman of virtue in today's age. And then I'm going to tell you about the weekend that we got coming up after that. But I'm somebody where I don't want to just come and sell you on something. I want you to leave here free, period. Tomorrow ain't promised. So I want you to leave here free from something, whether you join us in November or not. So for those of you guys who don't know me, maybe a friend invited you, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. My name is Tatum Iomike. I am a wife. I am a mother of two handsome young boys. I'm the CEO of Anchored Media and Anchored Media Studios, and I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I've been an entrepreneur full-time for 7 years. I've been an entrepreneur for 9 years, and I've been through many stages of life in business, in my relationship with God. And so I am able to speak to you guys in many ways, from the spiritual standpoint to the family standpoint to the business standpoint. And so I'm excited that the Lord has allowed me to have just such a robust level of experience to be able to really meet you wherever you may be. So when seeking God on this woman who struggles with balance, if you're somebody who struggles with balance, tell me in the chat, Blessed Bossed Up OG listeners. Yes. Where y'all at? Okay. Because we've been outside for a long time, way before these little 50-50 going on half on a date little podcasts, way before everybody just talking about people on podcasts, way before. We've been out here for a long time, okay? Tell me if you are someone who is looking and praying and asking God for balance. who was balanced. I've been trying to find out. Listen, y'all cracking me up. If y'all read my book, y'all would know I am not a fan of balance. I don't like the word balance. I prefer the word harmony. Okay. Yes, Lynette, we are not in a circus. Okay. We're not doing balancing acts. I believe in harmony, but most folks are looking for balance. So I'm going to meet you there. Yes. Okay. Awesome. So when I was asking the Lord, what do y'all need? Because I'm not here to just talk about myself and tell about business. I'm here for you. So God, what does the woman who is looking for balance need? And what he told me was that there are two things, the right perspective and the right strategy. Tonight, we're going to spend most of our time on perspective. Of course, the event is where we're going to spend most of our time on strategy, because I feel like you can't get to strategy without having the right mindset and having the right perspective. Otherwise, your strategy is going to be misguided altogether. So, how many of y'all can identify what I said of underlining constantly of the Proverbs 31 woman? How many of you go there often to try to seek the harmony that you're looking for? And shout out to ChatGPT. I told ChatGPT to give me an image of the Proverbs 31 woman. It didn't look like this. I told him to make her black. And then he generated this. How many of you find yourself often referencing the Proverbs 31 woman? Listen, if you are not black, you still welcome, but we blackity black, black, black over here. So you're going to see a lot of folks who look like us in my presentations. Okay. You find yourself. So check this out. Let me tell y'all how this blessed me real bad. Here's the thing about the Proverbs 31 woman. First of all, she's not a real person. It is an illustration of the virtuous woman. It is I forgot the literary term, but it is a description of who the virtuous woman is. So this isn't like a Ruth, Naomi, Esther, like a real person. A Proverbs 31 woman is more so of a description. Solomon wrote Proverbs. And then in this particular part, I believe he was articulating some wisdom from his mother. But check this out. Tell me, when you go to Proverbs 31, what are the things that you pull from? And let me go back a slide so you don't cheat. You don't be on here cheating. Let's go back for a second. What are some of the things that you have pulled from when you study the Proverbs 31 woman? For me, it was, okay, she wakes up early. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. She hires help. What are some of the things that you guys have taken away from it? She's a businesswoman. Yes. Wisdom on her lips. Yes. She buys land. Yes. Husband and children honor her. Yep. She's resourceful, helpful. She looks after her home and family. She doesn't fear the future. Land never goes out. Okay. Yes. So y'all really be reading, huh? Because it's a pop quiz. Okay. She's making that money, period. Yes. She's an entrepreneur. She's honorable. All of these things are correct. Can I offer you a perspective? I'm going to hold your hands when I say this, because I've done the same thing. Oftentimes, okay, LaShonda, get on my slides. Oftentimes, when we look at Proverbs 31 for wisdom and instruction on how to find harmony in our lives, we're looking at it from a task level. And once we pick these tasks up, tell me if I'm lying, what happens is we go to apply those tasks in how we operate our home. So we start waking up early. We may outsource the laundry or outsource to find some help. We may start our businesses. We may invest in programs so that we can be more resourceful and entrepreneurial. We go and do those things, but that harmony still isn't found. How many of you, tell me in the chat, have done that? You've picked out these tasks and these attributes of her. You went to apply them and you didn't get the result that you thought you were going to get. Am I by myself? I'm telling you that when the Lord will pull you up, he's going to pull you up in the most gentle way, but you will get gathered nonetheless. Okay, I see some thumbs up. Okay, here is why that happens. The biggest mistake that we make, because our intentions are pure. We're going to the word because we're looking for wisdom. As women who wear multiple hats and we want to find that harmony, the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, she is the prototype. So we are doing what we're supposed to do. But can I say that in my opinion, my humble opinion, the most important part of Proverbs 31 comes in verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So, because many of us, I will dare to say, are very type A, we are very get it done. A lot of that comes from trauma, but this ain't a therapy session. But because many of us prefer to keep our hands busy than to examine our hearts, we miss the bigger point. The point is that she fears the Lord. The point is that she has a reverence for him. The point here in our top mistake is that we focus on productivity and not the power source. We're looking at things from the task level. And the reason why it's not working is because instead of saying, God, how can I be more honorable in your sight? God, how can I examine my heart and show me the errors of my ways? God, where am I messing up? God, show me myself. God, heal my heart. God, cleanse me. Make me a new creature. Renew my mind. Instead of going to the Lord, instead of being introspective to say, well, why am I being held back from fear so much? Why is it more comfortable for me to go and do things than for me to be still and sit with the Father? How come I praise the Lord with my lips and I honor him and I know the word and I do all the things, but when it comes to truly surrendering and being totally dependent on him, that's a bit too vulnerable? So I do just enough to look Christ-like to everybody else, but I don't surrender enough for him to truly transform me.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
One of the things, and it's so funny. When I first gave my life to Christ in my business, God, it's just so crazy how the earlier part of my journey of entrepreneurship and then the current part mirror so much, but it's kind of like a bachelor's degree versus a master's degree. So when I first gave my life to Christ and I changed my podcast over and I was shut down my business and all the things that the Lord told me to do, the process then and the process now are the same. Back then, He said, shut down your business. I need you to fast every week and I need you to spend your days with me and I will tell you what to do next. And I did that. And so then for about a year and a half or so, I had no business. I had my podcast. That was pretty much about it. I put out a book at that time and maybe a product or two, but I didn't have a business. And so then over time, after I got out of that season, the Lord gave me Anchor Media. And from there, you know, my businesses have been able to grow and be successful and I've been able to impact many people. And so then we come to this season here where God is like, hey, stop taking clients, slow down. I need you to only work two hours a week. So I work, 2 hours a day. So I work about 10 hours a week tops. Hey, I need you to take care of your son during the day. No, we're not doing daycare. Yeah, the nanny, that's got to go. I need you to be totally thrown into all the tasks of your household. So similar season, different level of test, different level of test. But what I have learned in this process though, is that when you focus on the power source and not the productivity, the fruit that God will create, please, 10 times better than what you would have been able to create on your own. It doesn't make sense to me how I've increased my revenue so much while decreasing the amount of time that I work with no team. My sister helps me with some clients. That's it. So it doesn't make sense to me how so many things were taken away, but so many things were added at the same time. How I could spend my days playing and going over numbers, letters, and colors with my one-year-old and just basking in another blessing that the Lord has given me and not have to worry about business. It doesn't make sense to me how I'm not full throttle in building up my studio because it's a brick and mortar business, it's a new business that comes with its own trouble. It doesn't make any sense to me how I'm not focused on that, but the people keep coming. But the bookings keep coming through. But people keep asking me how they could work with us. How I do a tour from somebody, and by the time the end
of the tour comes, they're selling me to somebody else. That doesn't make sense. That defies logic. Yeah, that God math. So again, the first thing and the most important thing we have to discuss is changing our perspective. And I found this to be so interesting. So here's what I think is a consequence of what happens when we are doing everything at a task level. So Psalm 127:2, and I'm going to read it in the Thug Life version, which is what I call the Message version. It said, if God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know that he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? The reason why doing things at a task level is not working is because it's useless and because God isn't building the house you are. So that's why you're only building shacks. You're doing the things. I find it interesting how this is talking about working hard from morning until night, because we see that same language in Proverbs 31. And actually Solomon, who wrote Proverbs, wrote this too. So Solomon, and you know, as successful as he was, I feel like it's giving us a gem even here for us running our businesses, is that God has to do it. Otherwise, you're doing things out of anxiety. And anxiety is not a fruit of the Spirit. How many of y'all have found yourself anxious as you're building things for the Lord? I'm snitching myself. He wants to give us rest. He enjoys, like, think about that for a second. I know, I want you to get out your head. I want us to move into our bodies for a second and just think and stew on something. God loves you so much that he is going to carry the load for you. He loves you so much that in all of his majesty and as strategic as he is, as busy as he is, and all the things he got going on with all his 50 million kids, he loves you so much that he's going to give you the instruction. He's going to comfort you in the process. He's going to be in charge of the result. He's just going to give you your small part to play, and he wants you to go to bed and rest and be confident that he got it. That while you sleep, God is still working. While you're taking care of your family, you can do so guilt-free. While you may have the awareness that you're the generational curse breaker, that's just letting you know the role you play on your bloodline, but you're not doing it. It's him that's breaking the curse. It's the name of Jesus that's breaking the curse. That pressure that you're holding on to ain't even yours to carry. He loves you that much that, hey, I am going to change the trajectory of your bloodline through you, and you don't have to do anything for it but obey me. How wonderful is that? How wonderful is that? I remember this week, my aunt, so for the studio, my aunt and I are business partners. And I remember, and I'm usually very, when it comes to my faith, I'm usually more open and talk about God a bit more with folks who I know are there, right? So I might be like, yeah, Holy Spirit told me blah, 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 if I'm talking to a friend who also will understand that. If I'm talking to people who may be like, girl, or, you know, who aren't there, sometimes I could be a bit more reserved in that. But God has been breaking me out of that. And so my aunt, I was talking to her this week, and a couple of times we was talking, and I was like, yeah, God told me to do blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, okay. And then we had a meeting or talked again about some stuff with the studio. And I was like, yeah, God said X, Y, Z. And she was like, well, God, can you talk to me too? That hit my heart in such a way that I can't even explain to you. Because not only, because God is doing something, not by me doing anything, not by me pushing anything through down anybody's throat, not by me smacking nobody in the head with the Bible, but just by living, by abiding in the Lord, doing what he said and being vocal about it. How wonderful is that? Some of you, when God was showing me, you guys, I could just see like the backache, the heart palpitations, the stress, the migraines, the tears, those moments that you cry after the kids go to bed and nobody sees it. Those moments where you sit in the car in your driveway or you sit in the car outside your job and the tears are flowing. Like I saw those moments. And God wants you to know that even no, despite what the circumstances look like, he still has it. Sometimes I think we got to get back to the basics where, you know, the vacation Bible school song, he got the whole world in his hands that you sing to your kids. We got to really internalize that and understand it. Because there's so much freedom that God wants us to walk away with, that God wants us to walk in. But we can't allow our own ambition or our good intention to get us into bondage. And that's why we're talking about this. Because if you're looking at things from a task level, from a productivity standpoint, and not from the power source standpoint, you're just digging a hole. So I want to talk to you guys a bit about pace. Because the way that you stay connected to the power source is through pace. Here's what the Lord gave me today. We talked about productivity, because many of us, again, we're looking at the Proverbs 31 woman for productivity. Productivity is measured by the rate of your output, right? So how much can I get done? What can I cross off my list? How many things did I get done today? You look at all you've accomplished at a task level. That's productivity. It's measured by how much you can do. But pace is measured by our commitment to concede to the Holy Spirit. Pace is measured by our commitment to concede to the Holy Spirit. To concede means to give in, to surrender. And we have to be committed to it because it takes work. We got to actively do that every single day. So the work is not in the task level. The work is in the internal side of you dying to your flesh and submitting to the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite scriptures that me and my prayer partner been in off and on for a while now is Galatians 5:25. And it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. When thinking about this, I get a visual of like military. Leah in here, she's a veteran. In the military, where you see them lined up and you see them do drills, on one accord, they do exactly what the person says who's in charge. I don't know military language, so my bad. But exactly who's in charge, they're calling the shots and they're in step. We have to operate with a level of dependence on God. I remember I was at an event I spoke at recently, and one of the women was saying how she was struggling with feeling like she was always ahead of God, where she was like, I feel like God will give me an instruction and then I'm all the way down there. And then when I look up, he's not with me. And so what I asked her is, I said, well, it's impossible for you to get ahead of someone that you're dependent on. So what you don't need is a strategy on how to overcome whatever. What you need is to take a step back and to be introspective for a minute and put your heart at the altar for the Lord to deal with for a second and say, God, what is it that makes me not trust you enough to depend on you? Many of us here are mothers. I have young kids. One, my youngest is one. He depends on me for everything. When he was a baby, there was like he didn't worry about, oh, my diaper needs to be changed. He waited for me to change it. He wasn't like, oh, it's wet. This taking too long. He might do that now, but back when he was first born, he couldn't do anything without me. And so we have to have that childlike faith. We have to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. And let me be clear about this, because I think this is the enemy perverts this, where I feel like your intent is to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. The outcome of that is still anxiety, because then you start having this internal dialogue and spiraling up. Is this me? Is this God? Is it me? Is this God? Okay, Holy Spirit, I want to follow you, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to do anything. Like, that's what happens. So when we keep in step and we're dependent by the Spirit, the way that we cultivate that dependency is through abiding. Right. So I'm going to give you some strategy. So going from perspective, let me go back for a second because I don't want to get ahead of myself. Are we clear on the perspective that we're supposed to have as we go about this total life harmony journey? Let me know. Everybody clear on the perspective switch before we start talking about strategy? If not, ask a question because I want to answer it. Like I said, I believe in, I don't care if I'm introducing a program or not. Every step, I want God's will to be complete and there to be no open tabs. So if you do have a question, please put it in the chat. All right, I got some guesses, so I guess it's safe to move on. All right, let's talk about strategy for a second. Here's the strategy to your total life harmony. I call them the four P's: posture, people, process, and profit. Usually when I'm talking about just business, it's people, process, and profit, but I'm adding posture in here because we do business the Lord's way, and posture is a big part of it. Posture, the posture that we're supposed to have is abiding. So the general meaning of abiding is to remain, to stay, or to continue in a particular place or condition. It means to accept or act in accordance with. John 15:4-7 is my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch itself cannot bear fruit unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is here that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. To abide in Christ simply means to maintain a close, intimate relationship with the Lord. This is how you make sure this posture of abiding, when you operate in this way, that temptation of the enemy to cause confusion and doubt is not successful. In my opinion, anxiety is an indicator that you have lost focus on the Lord. I believe anxiety by definition means divided focus or divided loyalty. But if that stress comes in, that is this me, is this God, is this me, is it God, that's a do-do-do-do-do. Have I been abiding? Because he said, my sheep know my voice. Because if I was in my word and spending time with the Lord consistently, I could be able to run that instruction through the guidelines of the word to know that if it's consistent with it. If I have been abiding in the Lord consistently, I can know what season I'm in. And I can then measure that up to what God has been speaking to me about. So for me, and this is so easy to do in business. It's so easy when you are an entrepreneur to get thrown off because of your ambition when you're not abiding. That's why posture is so important. So yeah, I may want to, I don't know, write another book, but I know the season that I'm in the Lord is not calling for that. So if an opportunity comes up, just because it pleases my desire, don't mean it's from God. It's not confirmation if it conflicts with what the Lord is doing. It's a temptation and an invitation to be distracted from what God has for me. So for you guys, the way that you have total life harmony is through abiding. It's through dwelling. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, we see that in Psalms 91. We have to make the Lord our dwelling place, our place of refuge, our place of safety. How this looks on the day to day as women who are busy, because this was an issue for me. Because in the first season of my life, I told you how I've gone through similar tests, but in different levels across the board. I mean, even from having kids, the challenges I faced with the first, the challenges I faced with the second was like the elevation of those same challenges. But in that first season of my life, and me abiding in the Lord, it looks like spending all day in my prayer closet. I mean, I had no kids. I think in that season, we had just got married, or we were getting ready to get married. But I mean, my husband worked, like, I could be in a prayer closet all day. It's cool. It wasn't an issue. Time wasn't restricted. So I had time to spend with the Lord. In this new season, I don't have that much time. Time is short. So God, how can I abide in you as a woman who got places to go and things to do and babies to raise and businesses to run? But to me, the level of intimacy that I have experienced with the Lord in this season is even better than in that previous season. Because now what abiding looks like as a busy person is you wake up in the morning and before you grab your phone, Holy Spirit, thank you for this day. God, I thank you for life. So many people didn't wake up this morning, and I thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve you today. I ask that you interfere with this day. Holy Spirit, I welcome you in. I'm listening out for you. I'm leaning into your voice. Starting off the day, acknowledging the Lord, acknowledging that you're going to have to actively lean in and listen to his interventions. Because yeah, God speaks in the wind, in the fire, in these earthquakes, and these grandiose manifestations of his presence. But he also speaks in a still small voice. He's also gentle. So let's not miss him, because we only looking for him to show up one way. So we have to wake up in a way to where we're tempering ourselves to be sensitive to his intervention. So that's one way that you do it, the second that you open your eyes. Of course, you need to make sure you have some devotion time where you're in your word, where you're studying. If you're doing drop off with the kids, these days we got so many resources. You could do like the Abide app. I think there's an app called Dwell too. You can go to the Bible app and just let them read it to you in the car. You could cut on worship music instead of listening to the radio or podcast, put on worship music. Sometimes ride in silence and ask the Lord to speak. Sometimes as you're washing the dishes, say a quick prayer, acknowledge the Lord's presence. Don't be in your head. This is a big one. Don't be so in your head and lost in your thoughts that you're not paying attention, to what's happening in front of you. So you abide in him by consistent fellowship, by being obedient, by depending on him, by being persistent. So no matter what's going on, you're still being persistent. No matter what circumstances are, you're being persistent. Charlotte and I joke where, like, it's been some tough seasons for the both of us. And I was telling her, I was like, man, I was driving somewhere one time, and I was just like, God, why I feel like I always got to suffer for the plot? It's like, you be coming up with these storylines, and you're like, let me sprinkle some more trauma onto it. Like, what? That's how I felt. I was like, God, like, what's going on? But nobody suffered more than Jesus. Nobody, and he willingly suffered by being rejected, by being beat, by going through so much. He willingly went through that for the greater good. So who am I to fuss, to be in here fussing because I'm dealing with these little issues? Nobody. So that's the posture. And you know what the outcome of abiding is, y'all? Proverbs 31. Everything, I'm trying to click it so it come up. Everything that we love about Proverbs 31, everything that we want to experience. Let me pull it up because it blocked my thing. Everything that we're trying to achieve out of Proverbs 31 by approaching it from a task level is a result of having, of abiding in the Lord. It's a result of having a posture of fear of the Lord. So everything, if we go to Proverbs 31:10, she is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her. She will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax. It goes through all the things that she does. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber, going through more things that she does. She is clothed with dignity and strength, and she lasts without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. This noble woman, this woman with the afro that ChatGPT drew us a picture of, the stuff that we glean from in this scripture, the stuff that motivates us because we want to become that. We want to be a virtuous woman. We want our kids to rise and cause us blessed. We want our husband to praise us. We want these things. So that intention is what drives us to picking out these tasks and these to-dos, but that those tasks and those to-dos are not going to produce this. Abiding in the Lord is. So going back to the strategy of the four P's, the next P is people. In order for you to achieve harmony in your life, people is going to be a part of it. People in the form of help, of course, in home and business and all of that, but also people in the form of community, spiritual community, people in the form of discipleship, people in the form of leaders, folks that are able to pour into you and pray for you. This is necessary. Me and Charlotte, we pray every day in the morning. And the amount of revelation that comes, the amount of honesty that we can have with each other, the way we could confess our sins to each other, we can confess our strengths, our weaknesses, the things we did right, the things we did wrong, the ways in which God has pulled us up, the ways that he's breaking us down, the way that we can pour into and confide in each other is necessary for what he has for us. To where she could say, and this happened this week, she said something that was leaning into more of what God was trying to take her out of. And I was just like, all right, now I ain't have to say nothing, but she knew, okay. I reached my boundary. All right, you let me be honest, but now I'm going too far. Same for me. She like, friend, is that really what? I'm like, no, because is that really what that means? We're able to pour into each other. So for you, find people and community to where you guys can pray together, you can do life together, you could pour into each other. You can find that in your church community, you can find that in these online communities. Of course, you're gonna find it if you come to our event, but you could find that in many places, but prioritize that. Because we're communal people. Like, we're not supposed to do life alone. I know many of us are introverts, I am as well. But we are not supposed to do this thing alone. And it can be isolating. It can feel very lonely when we're going through things and we're figuring this out and God is doing things in us and it's making us upset and we're going through all of the emotions of the process, we're supposed to be able to do that with people. We're not supposed to be isolated. Process is the next P. Again, I'm not going to get too much into like the more operational and business side, just because we needed to talk about perspective today. And that comes with, you know, the other things. But process, yes, there's a replay available, Allison. The process, we all need a process to have total life harmony. We need a process for our home. I'm big on standard operating procedures. So my husband and I actually talked about this recently, where we were saying like we need to have more specific standard operating procedures for like our household. So we kind of talked through like what they look like and all of that. But having that in women, we need to have that in our home. How do we operate? How does team last name operate? Our husbands set the vision. But we, a lot of times, are the CEOs of our home. We're organizing and making sure the kids get where they need to be. Groceries are ordered and all of these different things. So we need to have a process of what that looks like in a way that honors the Lord, that honors ourselves, and honors our responsibilities. I love the process that we have in our home where I order groceries on Saturday because Sunday, everybody and mama be at the store, stuff we gone. So I order groceries on Saturday. I don't like going to the store. But I am not trying to spend them Instacart fees in this economy. So I do pickup. Instacart don't charge you a fee to pick it up. So I do pick up, I go, I come back. My son and I, we usually cook on Sundays. So we'll make something that he'll eat for breakfast that week. So I'm able to spend that one-on-one time with him and just getting the things done for our home. Like that's a process that works for us really, really well. I work 2 hours a day. My husband knows, like, at the end of the day, okay, he's giving the kids their baths. He does the bedtime routine. Mommy's in the office. They're in the playroom, so they can't disturb me and vice versa. And that works. So whatever the process is that will work for your home, that's important. In your business, it's so important to have processes. Extremely important to have processes. A business that don't have processes is going to be real janky, real bad. So it's important that your business has processes. And then lastly, profit, because in order for us to do a lot of the things that we're trying to do, it's going to take money. So when we are building these businesses, we need to build these businesses to where they're not just passion projects, but they're giving us a return on our investment, to where we are making money, to where we're not just doing things for the sake of doing it, but we're doing it well and we're seeing a return.
I pray that this blessed you the way that it blessed me and all the women who joined me live a couple of weeks ago. Again, if you want to learn more information about our upcoming She is Uncompromising Mastermind Weekend, click the link in the show notes and I look forward to seeing you there. We only have 10 seats left, so take advantage and I pray that I'll see you in November.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.